Back with more PM Tampa Bay. I'm Ryan Gorman, and right now I'm joined by Amy Over, host of the Confronting Columbine podcast. She's also director of fundraising and project journey coordinator for the Rebels Project. Amy is a survivor of the Columbine school shooting. Amy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us about your experience during that school shooting and also the podcast that you're now hosting. But before we go back to what you went through during the shooting itself, the experience of constantly reliving that experience, what is that like for you?
You know, it's different every time, but I've talked about it so much that and have shared my story. It's kind of therapeutic, and just to get the word out about, you know, resiliency and you know, being a survivor, and that, you know, you're not, just because you go through something like this doesn't mean that you're different or that you can't do hard things. I want people to come away with this knowing that, you know, they can get through something like this.
So let's go back to your life in Columbine before that fateful April day. What was life like there in that community, in that school, for you in particular?
Life was awesome. I mean, I had a lot of friends and you know, close-knit community. I played sports. My basketball team was, you know, I had all my girlfriends there, and Dave Sanders was my mentor and just kind of like a father figure to all of us girls. I just, you know, the community was so close and still is to this day. So that is something I want to, you know, talk about is how close the Columbine community is. And, you know, the media portrayed it as, you know, that, you know, there was a lot of bullying, and there, you know, that we were this rich high school that had, you know, a lot of bullying and trench coat mafia. And, you know, Dave Cullen actually wrote the book Columbine, and he talks a lot about debunking the myth of Columbine.
It sounds like this was just a pretty normal high school, nothing notably different about it. Definitely not a place where you'd expect something like this to happen, right?
No, I would have never thought something like this could happen at Columbine. Never. I mean, it was a normal high school with cliques, with, you know, there's
sure.
bullying in every high school.
Right.
You know, there's fights at high schools, but never in my wildest dreams. I mean, it was such a positive community. Like, I never thought something like this could have happened.
All right. So on April 20th, 1999, you're entering the cafeteria for lunch with some friends. Normal day, just like you'd done countless times before. Then what happens?
So I am going downstairs to tell everybody that I got my basketball scholarship. So I didn't actually get to grab my lunch or anything because I was chit-chatting with my friends. And then all of a sudden we start hearing some commotion outside and popping sounds. So I go to the windows. There's windows all around our cafeteria commons area. So I go to try to check it out. And Dave Sanders, my coach, he told us to get away from the windows. So I got away from the windows, and he told us to get under. Then things started escalating really quickly. Got under a table that was closest to the front entrance door to the cafeteria, and I was hiding under the table with one of my friends, and I couldn't breathe. It was really scary. It got really eerily quiet for a second, and then I look over at Coach, and he has a serious look on his face, and then he tells us to run. So he saved my life that day, and I ended up running out that front entrance door, and as we were running out, we were being shot at.
I'm joined by Amy Over, host of the Confronting Columbine podcast, now in its second season. She's also director of fundraising and project journey coordinator for the Rebels Project. Amy's a survivor of the Columbine school shooting. You know, it's so hard for those of us who have never been in this situation to imagine what it'd be like. When you look back and think back to that day and what you went through, are there things that come to mind that surprise you, things that are still hard to shake?
You know, I was an athlete, and there were things that, like, I've always wondered if I was on a hit list. And I get to see the hit list on one of the episodes, but I always wondered, like, maybe, like, did I do something wrong, or was I a bully, or was I, did I not treat someone right? And is this why it, Columbine happened? So I kind of look back on that kind of stuff. And I know it's not true, but that's something that like resonates with me.
So as the shooting at Columbine is going down, you eventually make a run for it. Sometimes in dreams, bad ones, we visualize scary situations and we struggle to run away from them. Like we can't run fast enough. Is it like that in real life when you're in a nightmare scenario and you're trying to make a run for it?
Yes. And I couldn't run fast because I had these wedge shoes on that were so like thick, and I couldn't run, and I ran track, so I could run fast. But I could not run. And that's something that, I struggle with still to this day, is that, I was trying to run for my life, literally, and I couldn't run fast. And I didn't know where the bullets were coming from, but I knew, I knew I had to shield myself.
In the conversations I've had with those who have experienced mass trauma, we often hear from survivors that certain things stick with them. Sounds, smells, their senses really kick in, even if they don't realize it at the time, and that stays with them. Is that the case for you?
It is. Definitely any kind of like backfire or car sound. I have a really hard time on the 4th of July. It's getting better. It's really funny. My husband proposed to me at a fireworks presentation. it's pretty ironic because I'm so afraid of fireworks. Just the popping sounds. One time in episode 6, What Are You Doing Today? I talked with my best friends, Zach and Zach. And Zach and I, Kartaya, who I work with, him and I were in a parking garage a couple years ago, and it was before the 20th anniversary of Columbine, and a car backfired, and him and I both dropped to the ground.
Wow.
So that, 20 years later, that still is a trigger reaction for me.
Well, a proposal is one way to distract you from the fireworks, I guess, to take your mind off of them.
The rain was beautiful.
I'm joined by Amy Over, the host of Confronting Columbine. It is a podcast now in its second season. The events of April 20th, 1999 have really shaped your life in a variety of different ways. You've been helping survivors of trauma with the Rebels Project. You got your bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Was that always the path you were on, or did the school shooting change things for you?
Actually, I wanted to be an FBI agent or a police officer. In high school. And after the shooting, I went to school and I got an associate's degree in business and marketing. And I thought my career in law enforcement would never happen. But eventually, I would like to be a probation officer is what I would love to be. But my life is, as a mom right now. But eventually, I would like to go into law enforcement. But it was always a dream of mine.
And tell us about your work with the Rebels Project.
So the Rebels Project was formed in 2012 it was after the Aurora Theater shooting. Heather Martin and Zach Kartaya decided that we needed a support group here in Colorado. Well, it ended up exploding to over 107 communities across the United States. We are all over the country. We're all over the world. And we just connect survivors of mass trauma. And we're starting to have a therapy program where if anyone is ready to start their therapy journey, that we pay 100% of their therapy costs.
Yeah, this definitely seems like one of those types of traumatic events that, look, I'm sure you had people in your life offering whatever support they could, but it's just different if you're able to talk to someone else who's been through it, correct?
Correct. There is so much power in healing when you connect with another survivor. You get, even if you're if you're physically wounded or if your wounds are invisible, just talking to another survivor, just there's so much power in it and so much power in healing to connect stories. And, you know, I never ask a survivor when I meet them to, you know, tell me your story. It's, you know, it's a very personal thing, but, you know, but sometimes they do share their story, and I'm eternally grateful for when they open up and share, and there's just a lot of healing involved in that.
And how did this opportunity come about to host this Confronting Columbine podcast now, again, in its second season?
You know, I ask myself every day, I'm like, how did they pick me? Why did they pick me? But I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And I've had a blast working on this podcast, and I've learned a lot. And I've got to produce some of it and help with the trajectory of what, you know, the podcast is going to look like. So I've learned so much along this journey on what it takes to actually, you know, produce and do a podcast. It takes a ton of work. But I'm really grateful that they chose me to host, and I was ready, you know, along the way to do this.
Again, I'm joined by Amy Over, host of the Confronting Columbine podcast. So what can listeners expect from season two?
Oh my gosh, they can expect so much. You know, a lot of it is about trauma, and I'm not going to lie about that. A lot of it is about trauma, but a lot of it is about resiliency and community. And you're going to find out everything from other survivors to Dave Cohen's book and Mary Ellen O'Toole and the FBI profiler. We talked to Dr. Langman, who talks about the three different types of, you know, profiling a mass shooter. And then he puts our shooters into two different categories within those three. So it's really interesting. And then you're going to find out from the SWAT team members and, you know, really look into, we're going to dive into a lot of the investigation part of it and mistakes that were made. We touch on suicide, actually. And then we also talk to a Parkland survivor. We talked to a couple Parkland survivors and a teacher, Kim Krawcheck, and mistakes that were made at Parkland only 3 years ago.
One final question for you, kind of following up on that point. When you see these mass shootings play out today, does that reignite the trauma that you experienced at Columbine?
You know, I'm pretty far in my recovery that, you know, yes, it affects me. Like, I'll cry and it affects me. It angers me because something has to change and I don't know how to change it, but it also puts me in action mode. And I know that there's going to be more survivors that need help. And that's when the Rebels Project gets to work. So every time a mass shooting happens, you know, we know that we need to let the community know that we're there to support them. We don't like to encroach on their privacy during their grieving process, but we let them know in the aftermath that we're there for them.
Amy Over, host of the Confronting Columbine podcast, now in its second season. She's also director of fundraising and project journey coordinator for the Rebels Project. Amy's a survivor of the Columbine school shooting. Amy, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and the great work that you're doing to help out other survivors of mass trauma. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.